Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechet Pesachim, Perek Tes, Mishnah Hei. Mabin Pesach Mitzrayim le Pesach Dairus. Until now, we had asked what's the difference between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. Pesach Rishon, of course, was brought on Yud Aleph Nisan. Pesach Sheni on Yud Aleph Iyar. Now the Mishnah is asking a different question. What are the differences between the carbon Pesach they brought on Mitzrayim and the carbon Pesach that would be brought in future generations? Difference number one. Pesach Mitzrayim, the carbon Pesach they brought in Mitzrayim, Mikochai Mei Bo'asar. When did they have to buy that carbon Pesach? On the 10th of Nisan. Difference number two. The tone Pesach Mitzrayim required, Hazah, a sprinkling of the blood, Ba'agudas Ezaif, with a bundle of special grass, and it had to be sprayed Alamashkev on the top part of the doorframe, Yashteya Mezuzah, another two side posts. Benechal b'chipazeh had to be eaten in great haste, quickly, in a rush. Belayla echad, and you have one night to eat it, that night. This is actually a machloikas tanoim, whether you have the whole night or you have until chatzais. But this tana holds you have the whole night. U'pesach doiris, on the other hand, the Pesach, for all future generations, noyeg kol shiva. Noyeg kol shiva, all 7 days, what does this mean? You can be makar of the carbon Pesach all 7 days, but that's not true. You can only be makar of the carbon Pesach on Erev Pesach. What is the Mishnah telling us here? Zak de Batanura, something is missing here in the Mishnah. The Mishnah should really read as follows. Yes, v'nechol b'chipazim b'layla echa. We have one night to eat it in haste. Furthermore, and here's the part that's missing in our Mishnah. There's an Isser of Chametz the entire day, as opposed to u'pesach doiris, where there's an Isser of Chametz all 7 days. And we know that because the Pasuk says, you shouldn't eat Chametz hayoyim, today. That's in regard to the Pesach Mitzrayim. The Isser of Chametz was only for today. Masha'enkin, in future generations, the Isser is all 7 days. For us in Chutz La'aretz, we have an 8th day, but that's just Midrabana. Okay, so in our Mishnah, we asked what's the difference between the Pesach Mitzrayim and the Pesach Dairis, and we answered, by Pesach Mitzrayim, you had to bedavka buy it on the 10th of Nisan, and Klal Yisrael did so with great Mesiras Nefesh. They tied the carbon Pesach to their beds, even though it was the Avodah Zarah of the Mitzrayim. That's one of the great Mesiras Nefesh acts of Klal Yisrael that made us Klal Yisrael. Furthermore, you had to sprinkle the blood with a bundle of grass on the top part of the door and the two side posts. That was only by Pesach Mitzrayim. You had to eat it in haste for one night. And then there's a part that's missing in our Mishnah. The Gemara says we should insert it. The Yisr of Chametz in Mitzrayim was only for one day, as opposed to Pesach Dairis, where it's Noheg Kol Shiva all 7 days.